What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey guys, welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And it's 2018. Woo!
Happy New Year.
It's also been a while since we recorded. Hence
yeah.
My invitation to introduce myself.
Yeah, I love that. Especially because I started it and I'm in the middle and I was like, oh, they're going to have to figure it out right now.
I'm glad that you looked. That's helpful.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We are we're putting this out on January 2nd because we thought maybe you guys are doing your own thing on New Year's Day. Maybe you didn't want to hang out with us. You want to be with your friends and family. I don't know.
Yeah. Is also, that weird? We all just got back into town yesterday.
That is part of it.
Yeah.
Yes. But we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolutions this episode and a bunch of other fun stuff. So we thought it would be a good time to release it.
Yeah.
Get this year started off right. Yeah. By 2017. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
But also, thank you. It was a wonderful year.
It's been a wonderful year.
We started Self-Helpless in 2017.
This is the year we became friends.
Yeah, this is a great
That's
year.
That's true. I'm being negative.
I got on stage last night in San Diego, and not everyone loved it, but some people did. And I was like, hey, it's almost 2018. Like, screw you, 2017. Isn't that fun how we're all saying that? Like, Trump's not going to be president tomorrow. Like, we're all just going to wake up. Like, that's the feeling I've been getting, like, on Twitter, where people are like, yeah, screw you, 2017, walking into 2018. Like, and I'm just like, dude, it's going to be the same.
My hairdresser, actually, he brought up a good point where he's like, yeah, I mean, when people hit like November, December, they're like, you know, I want to be like this person in the new year. So that's what I'm gonna do. And he's like, why don't you just do that right now? Like, why are you waiting 3 more weeks? Like, it's gonna be the same day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's true.
He's like, you know how shitty I could be in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
A lot to get in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Nothing is different. Fell asleep on the couch, came in to put me to bed. That's how I bring in the new year.
I had a show at Brea Improv last night, but Kane and I drove back before it actually hit midnight. And I, like, this is how old I am. Like, I didn't even realize that it had struck midnight. It was like 12:10, and I was like, oh, it's, and Kane was pooping in the bathroom, so I just left through the door. I was like, Happy New Year, and he's like, oh, Happy New Year.
He's pinching one off.
Yeah.
Like, Happy New Year, babe. Give me a minute.
So old. It made me sad.
I was driving home at that time.
Like bang pots and pans, or like go to like a fun party and kiss at midnight. And
next year,
it's so overhyped.
And it gets crazy. I think I've talked about this. Like, I always get like severely sad.
Really,
for New Year's
Eve. Yes, I can't tell you how many New Year's Eves I've just like been sobbing. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, because I think I just get really overwhelmed with like things ending and starting. recording and like thinking about the whole year. If things aren't going well, like just historically, I've just like been in a bad place on here, and yesterday was no exception. Let's have traditions. I had a rough day in which that in no small part included flying back from, you know, the like basically the East Coast, and so that's already a long day. And then like I just had a bad afternoon, and then I decided like at the last minute to go perform, and I'd gotten like 2 hours of sleep, and I took a Xanax.
Oh, Taylor,
and I was just like,
Taylor,
I really, it's not.
We are not happy about
it's
this.
Self-careless.
I know.
Hashtag self-careless.
It wasn't a good thing. But yeah, I don't know. New Year's Eve is always like kind of a bummer to me, but then I always feel better. New Year's Day, I'm always like, let's do it.
Right.
There's something nice about like a fresh new year.
Yeah.
This is.
Clean slate.
This is the first New Year's Eve in 6 years that I did not perform. I did not do stand up on New Year's.
Really?
It is my first New Year's Eve not on stage.
How'd it feel?
Very nice. Loved it. Very relaxing.
Yeah.
I always remember being like performing was always like, yeah, this is fun, you know, but I always remember like being on stage and seeing like all the happy couples in the audience and be like, I wish I were you right now. I wish I was out with my boyfriend for New Year's Eve doing something cool and fun and not performing right now.
Can I tell you a secret? I feel that way every Friday early show. Where I'm just like, look at all these people living lives and having a great time. And on dates, it's I get bummed like a lot. Like when I'm alone on the road and you're like seeing people out, even with like their girlfriend. Like I met this whole group of girls in Cleveland this last weekend that were so sweet. And they were like, this girl told us to all come. And like, and they were so nice.
Yeah.
And it was the girls I posted the fake laughing photo with. And I was just, even that was just like, oh man, I wish I like had weekends to do stuff like that.
God, what even is that
what
anymore?
Even is a week?
I don't even remember.
I tried to take the night off last night and it didn't even end up happening, and it's like
I don't even know how you did that. Oh, 2 hours of a Xanax,
but again,
and you
it's
drove
like
to San Diego.
Self-imposed.
I got a Coke after I hit a curb, but other than that,
Taylor, that is self-imposed pressure with which we've talked
Mama
about
Delaney,
which is hashtag
pleased.
Workaholism.
Okay, can I say this though? I'm
doing hashtags in the new year. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm gonna start to speak in hashtags, so fucking get used to it. Hashtag blessed.
Oh my god, I love you. I forgot what I was saying.
Sorry.
It was, but you know what, it wasn't trying to be a self, it was a self-careless compounded with a treat yourself, not even a treat yourself. It was like, you know, those days that are like so bad that you're like, I just have to do a set. Like, it's the only place
I need
that I
something
feel-
to like completely distract me from what's currently happening.
Because being on stage is like the only place that I'm completely relaxed and comfortable.
Right.
Even when I'm bombing, I'm like, well, at least I'm up here getting better. And also, I don't bomb.
She really doesn't.
At White Guys and Jordan Lanning this weekend. I was in such a like low place that I was like, okay, I have to go get on stage no matter like how far the drive is or whatever.
Wow.
Like, I just have to do it. And it did help. It did like get me back to a place.
It's a distraction,
where,
or is it like an outlet for stuff?
It's both. It's a distraction. It's an outlet. And you know what? It's sort of like, for someone who like doesn't drink or do drugs or anything,
it's like a high.
It's a high. Yeah. It's a quick way of like, okay, cool. For those like 12 minutes around the light, I was like, okay. And you get the shot of adrenaline. Like, you know, when you feel sick before you go on stage,
yeah,
and you get the shot of adrenaline.
Yeah.
And then after you get off stage, you're like, all right, I feel bad again, but not as bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's what it is. So I don't know. It was either that or heroin. And, I don't know where to get some.
Yeah.
So I won't stand
well,
up.
I know. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I don't fuck with that shit. I feel like I have to say that because people are like, oh, Jelena's getting to some weird stuff again. You know, like,
right.
I feel like I have to say that, I'm wondering what if you started going to therapy and that could be part of an outlet when you feel that way. Because what you did was a little bit dangerous and reckless on yourself and self-destructive, right? So it's like maybe you do need a couple other things where you're not putting yourself, you know, you're not stressing yourself out or being overtired or whatever, and you're doing something else, like maybe one other thing.
Granted, I could have and probably should have just like gone to Barnes and Noble and took a lap, but I'd already been to Target and I didn't feel any better, so I was like, we gotta really dig in. But I do I do need to go to therapy. I just, I'm, you know, I'm not home very much.
You could do Skype That's therapy, tough. Right? Do they have Can, that yeah. now?
Mm-hmm. Can I do a phone
and phone calls? Mm-hmm. They have phone calls.
I would love to do a phone call.
Phone yep. calls
is it
are...
cheaper?
I don't know.
My therapist is just, if I even like need it, it's only been one time, but I was like, I texted her. I was like, do you do any emergency sessions just over the phone? And I did an hour session with her on a phone call and it was great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So oh, that's I would nice. Love that.
Cause my schedule is also difficult. And I always see mine on Mondays, which is not great with travel. Cause I'm usually yes. coming back on a Monday or something mm. like that. So I get it. It is tough, but I do think even if you were to go like every other week, it is helpful.
Yeah.
It's never, again, it's one of those things. It's never going to make you feel worse.
Yes.
It's
therapy
only going to make you feel
exercise.
Better. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Never gonna...
And sex.
And
usually.
Sex.
100%.
Well, not always.
I guess coming.
Yes.
Coming next.
Self-sex.
Well, I feel like I'm speaking
sex
for
yourself.
Too many people. Maybe people have like weird issues with coming.
If you have some, a lot of like guilt around
yes,
sex,
yes,
if we've talked
yes,
about.
Yeah, yeah. This is a whole rabbit hole. I didn't even
oof,
mean to do that. Sorry. I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah.
Usually when I
for
come,
you.
I feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go out on a limb here.
But,
yeah. but usually,
coming feels great.
Usually makes me feel better.
Have you guys heard about coming?
It's
wow.
a hot new thing.
Anybody else doing this? Did I discover something?
Anyway. All right. We're going to get into our review of the week. Always, I mean, God, we haven't done, I feel like we haven't done an intro in so long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
A lot for December.
Yes. We have a lot of emails and reviews and stuff like in the bank. So if you don't hear yours right away, just know
it's
that
coming.
You'll be mentioned on an upcoming
yes.
episode. But yes, we had a little bit backlogged.
Yes. And if you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us so much. And then we read them on the show and we'll send you a t-shirt. So yay.
Yeah. Hell
yeah.
We're on Instagram and Facebook and we got a private group on Facebook, which is so fun.
Oh,
and,
so fun. Yeah.
And
yes.
the reason we're so backlogged is because we're on the road a lot, and you can see those tour dates at teachcomedy.com /shows or kelseycook.com.
Yes.
She got just her name because Kelsey's a badass.
I slid
your
in there.
Your website looks so nice. I was on
Thank
it the
you.
Other day, and I was like,
I
oh,
built
look
it
at
myself.
This. It's so good. It's I thought printing. You hired somebody.
I did it myself, and then I got the help of Delaney's.
Oh, Patrick.
And Patrick
oh, yeah.
to
okay.
do a
good
couple. Like finishing touches, but yeah, I am.
What website did you use?
Squarespace.
Maybe I need to do Squarespace.
Squarespace.
We'd love a sponsor.
We'd love a sponsor. Yeah.
Seriously. Come on, Squarespace.
I'm going to do this.
So, yeah, this week, Mike Hayes is actually our quotable and our review,
awesome.
Basically, which
yeah.
is very
Mike Hayes.
Thank you, Mike.
So, Mike Hayes, killing the game.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, his quote, all too often, we feel that we are not living the fullness of our lives because we are not expressing the fullness of our gifts. And that is from Elle Luna from her book, The Crossroads of Should and Must.
Ooh,
I like that.
That is really good.
That sounds
very
so good.
Good.
I let's read it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I was
Let
like rereading
again.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
All too often, we feel that we are not living the fullness of our lives because we are not expressing the fullness of our gifts.
I think that's great. I think, yeah, if you're in a place where you feel like bad about yourself, maybe look around. Maybe you should work a little harder. That's what you
we got a little peek inside Taylor's brain 2018.
Oh, I wanted to shut that curtain. Did no one else get that?
We got some work to do.
You ever show someone a Rorschach test? And you're just like, you see your mother doing what?
Oh my God.
I think this to me says if you don't feel fulfilled, maybe you are not doing things for the right reasons.
Oh, that sounds way better.
Or, you know what I mean?
What did you read?
What?
Oh my God.
Over.
That was dark.
For me, it's like if I don't feel fulfilled, I'm not doing things that are feeding my soul,
yeah.
whatever that might mean. If I'm busy all the time and still feel like kind of an emptiness or void, I need to kind of redirect some of my work.
Right.
You know, so it's like, you know, like I've talked about doing stand up really is not fulfilling me. It's not feeding my soul anymore. And I think it's because I was doing it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And now if I like shift my focus, like, you know, taking the trip and the holidays
and
off
painting. That's
and
a gift
painting,
of yours.
Yeah.
That shifted my focus. Very relaxing. What maybe three people are seeing my painting. Nobody's really seeing this shit, but it feels fulfilling.
Yeah.
So maybe
well,
it's kind
Kelsey
of like
Kane are loving it.
Yes, we are. They are amazing.
Is that what you got from it too?
Yeah, same thing as her.
Okay.
You were, I don't know what happened in your brain.
I heard if you don't feel like you're fulfilling your full potential, if I don't feel like I'm fulfilling my full potential, I feel like shit. And so I read, if you feel like shit about the fact that you're not doing the best you can, then do the best you can.
Sure.
I don't think it, but I don't know. To me, it didn't seem like it was about doing the
harsh
best you can. It was like, if you're not, it kind of seemed like artist way-ish to me. If you're not expressing the fullness of your gifts, like if you're experiencing a bunch of writer's block, or if you're being like a blocked artist, then you aren't living the full, like the fullest that you could be, because you're not sharing your gift with the world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're not sharing your gift, that means you're hoarding your gift. It means you're not. Mm. I guess maybe I took it really negative, where I heard if you're not sharing the foot, you guys are saying you're just not, you have more to give, and you just need to realize that you have more to give.
Yeah,
I think so.
Afraid to.
Oh,
and okay. I took it as like laziness.
I took it as laziness. I took it as you have so many gifts and you're just sitting in the living room looking at them under the tree. That's what I took. It was just like, you're not sharing your gifts, you got to be better.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Or also discovering that you have more than...
I'm in a scrappy mood today.
it's also, I like that it's gifts plural, because you have more than one gift to give.
Yes,
and if you're too focused on that one gift, you're maybe neglecting the other gifts.
Oh, okay.
Good catch. Yeah.
That was a good quote.
Boy, that was a good one. Good job, Mike.
Good old
Hollywood Hayes out here. Cool. Okay. So the rest of the email, he says he feels this quote so hard. I'm a tour guide at a movie studio, and I want to be a stand-up comedian, a writer, and an actor. On my tours, I often do stand-up and I act, which is great. I just want another avenue of expressing my own stories and humor, and I find that listening to you girls is relatable. All three of you are so gracious for taking time out and sharing your vulnerabilities with us. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, your vulnerabilities are what I love the most and what I connect to. Whether it's Kelsey and Kane's car payment, her caution tape self contrasting her giving self, or Taylor's anxious grand Central Station mind where people are always on the move, although never touching each other, or Delaney's consideration of wanting kids with her lumberjack boyfriend. What's up, Cam? When he's not sure about it, is extremely enlightening and engaging to the power of 10 to hear your challenges off the stage. I know that once I do stand up more, I'll become better at it and find my avenue of comedy that works for me. It's doing this, writing, and taking an acting class that will help me be more fulfilled in expressing myself. Thank you, girls, for this heavenly podcast that is both funny and deep. Please keep driving to the core of what life is all about for you guys. Thank you, Mike.
So
sweet.
Good. So that's an email, but it's our review of the week.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
So
do we need to bleep that part out?
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for the review of the week. And you get a t-shirt. So email selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. And let me know what your address is so we can ship one off.
Yeah.
There is an app, Mike, for the air horn noise, by the way. I know.
We need that.
Yeah, because all my parents got us for Christmas were like a bunch of different gift cards. And so every time we'd open one on Christmas, my sister would go, burr, burr, burr,
oh my
Chipotle.
God. DJ Khaled.
It's really fun. Yeah,
I love it. Oh my God. So now we're going to get into some of our segments.
All right, let me add them.
Taylor's got a defuck.
All right, I have a defuck / check yourself. I haven't even told you guys yet because I was saving it for the podcast.
I'm so excited.
I've told this story twice. I feel like it's pretty tight now. So I was on my second flight of the day back from Cleveland yesterday. I flew out at 6:30, which is 3:30 West Coast time, which means I left for the airport at 1:30 West Coast time. It's been a red eye.
Yes,
basically a red eye. So I'd been on like a 5-hour flight, and then I had a 3-hour layover in Vegas, and then I had another hour and a half flight.
Why that one?
That was all there was. I don't think there was a nonstop that was, because I've been trying to be better about that kind of thing, but I think that was just the best option.
Okay.
Like when you're coming back from that side, like how often do you take nonstops from New York?
Every time.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe from New York easier.
Yeah, I think JFK to LAX is a pretty like standard thing, but yeah, I see what you mean, that other cities could be a little convoluted.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, I don't think Southwest hardly ever has any nonstops.
Flying Southwest?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why?
Because you can change your flight at the last minute. It sucks, but you can change your flight at the last minute. I have A-list, so I'm always like one of the first 10 people on the flight. Like, you get the credit back and there's no like fee.
Oh, Southwest is also, it's good and bad. They are the only airline that still serves peanuts.
Really?
And so for me, it's basically like a little death trap, but I get to pre-board and wipe down my seat.
Oh.
So I pre-board on Southwest, which is like kind of a nice thing, but also I was sitting there tense the whole flight. I have to take a Benadryl beforehand because there's just like peanuts swirling in the air.
My yikes. God.
Anyway,
okay. Well,
stop doing that.
Scare me.
2018. Stop doing that. Hashtag no more. Hashtag no more Southwest.
I didn't even think about that. Why won't they get rid of peanuts?
Yeah, that is weird.
So it's such a liability. It's like
that's so basic.
You're in a fucking tube in the sky. Like it's the worst place to have a severe allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway. Oh my God. Well. Anyway. Speaking of severe allergic reaction.
Yeah.
So I'm in an aisle seat. There. This guy gets on. Pretty late. Obviously doesn't have aliens.
Attractive or no?
No.
Okay.
No. Sorry. This is a defuck? Yeah. No, he could have been attractive and that could have been a defuck for different reasons. But I hate it when attractive people sit by me on planes. I'm not
pretty.
Makes
you feel
then.
Like self-conscious?
Yeah, super self-conscious. Mm. I'm like, I was going to sleep with my mouth open. How dare you?
Oh, I like seeing pretty people. I was like, ooh, like what's your makeup? You know?
That's probably how people feel when you sit down. So if you sat by me on a plane, I'd be furious.
I'd be like, this bitch.
I'm like a troll.
I
like,
hope that you're
so gross.
So do I. You think I fly like this? This is because there's a camera.
Okay. Well,
I fly homeless.
I've seen you without makeup, right? Still pretty good.
Oh
no
God.
One would assume you don't have a home.
Shut
They'd
up.
Be like, that woman is obviously taking a very long
walk. She has a beautiful home.
Because
shut up. Get uncomfortable.
Beautiful home.
I feel uncomfortable right now. I don't like this.
Anyway, so this guy gets on. He's not attractive. Strike one. No, I'm kidding. He gets on. There's a middle seat open between me and the other guy that I'm sitting next to. And there's still like a line boarding the plane. And he goes, can I sit right here? And I was like, yeah. So you get up to let them in. He gets in with his carry-on suitcase, puts that on the middle seat and my seat, and starts going through it.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, goes through it for a minute before going, can I get something out of my bag real quick? Is that okay? And I said,
you're
okay.
Already doing it.
I'm pressed up against the side of the aisle letting people go past me because there's still people boarding. He gets a bunch of shit out of his bag. He puts the bag up, moves a bunch of people's coats around without asking them or going like, hey, whose is this?
Oh.
Just moves a bunch of stuff around till people are like, excuse me, that was mine. Like, just can you hand it to me? Puts his stuff up, sits down, does the equivalent of man spreading on the armrests.
No. Fuck him.
Is the middle seat, aisle seat? Which
middle
one?
Seat.
Okay, yeah.
Fuck
orders,
him.
And he's a small guy, too. And he's just like, like he's Caesar in a throne. Orders tomato juice.
What?
No
I hate
ice.
Him. I hate
Didn't
him.
Affect me, but
is
I
Is there vodka
it.
In the tomato juice?
Just
tomato warm juice. Tomato
warm
juice.
Okay,
that's
tomato
gross.
Juice.
That's just gross and wrong.
That's
this guy has bodies in his basement.
For like, sure.
Fuck this
don't,
guy.
Don't cool it down. It won't taste like blood.
Yeah.
So
let's keep it realistic.
Yeah. He's sitting there. He's like reading. I don't even know. And I bought Wi-Fi to book my flights for January because January is just so crazy. I have so much stuff coming up. I'm at Wise Guys in Jordan Landing, Utah, the first weekend in January. And then the second weekend, I'm headlining Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale.
Hashtag T-Tom Comedy.
Hashtag T-Tom Comedy.com. And I'm trying to be more organic about that. And so I have all this stuff going on. Like I'm booking rental cars. Like I have all these colleges. And he is like very obviously looking over my shoulder at I'm putting credit card information.
Oh, Jesus.
At one point, I took out my wallet and like looked kind of flipped through and I was like, okay, not that card. And I pulled out my card and he goes, how do you decide which card to use?
What the fuck?
And I just went, it's my business card. Thought we were never going to talk again.
Whoa.
So we
mind your own business card.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Holy shit.
We're landing. And he turns to me and he goes, so, and this has been a while since the business card comment. And he goes, so, what's your business? What do you do? And
said,
and he's been looking at my website. I can't lie. He knows what I do. He's been watching like a creep.
Right.
I never look at what anyone's doing. I don't even watch them eat their peanuts.
Right.
And he's anyway. So I was like, I'm a comedian. And he goes, oh really? Like, and starts asking me all these questions.
All
about
the rigmarole.
It.
Oh
the
yeah.
Rigmarole,
what's
then,
your shtick? Are you funny?
Shtick. It's New Year's. A couple things he said that real. These are the highlights. He goes, so are you working tonight? And I said, no, I'm not. Like, cause I'm taking the night off. And he's like, he goes, maybe someday.
What?
And I said, what do you mean? Because I gave him a second chance not to be a dick. And he goes, like, maybe you'll be, you know, like a head, like a New Year's Eve headliner.
Oh, my God.
And it took all of my energy
to list to your not, credits.
Oh, yeah. Like, took all my energy to not be like, I was on Conan 2 months ago. Fuck. I just came back from headlining a full weekend at Hilarities. Know who was there last weekend? Dave Attell. Did I belong on that stage? No, but I did it. And I was like, it took all my energy to just be like, yeah, maybe someday. Like, just, but I'm visibly annoyed with him. I'm not taking out my headphones. I'm not doing anything. And he, to encourage this talk at all. I think I did ask him, what do you do? Because I was just like, because he just kept asking me stuff. And he's like, I'm a speaker. And I said, what do you speak on? Oh, because he goes, what comedy do you do? Like, what do you, is there something you're passionate about that you talk about? Right. I was like, just jokes. Just jokes. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, and he goes, yeah, I'm a speaker. I'm, you know, try to help people maximize their life and like all that kind of shit.
Oh God. Did you ask him if he was working tonight?
I shut up.
Maybe someday he'll be booked for a big conference like fucking Tony Robbins.
Well, yeah. It didn't seem like he was from LA, so I was gonna guess that he was working, and so I didn't ask him in case the answer was yes, because then it would have felt worse. So, and I did end up working, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
And so he's like, and he goes, so how do people find out about you? I was like, internet, my agent, I don't know. And he was just like, oh, would you recommend your agent? And I said,
what?
I was like, yeah. And he goes, do you feel like comfortable sharing their information?
Shut the fuck what up.
And I was like, oh yeah, for sure, I'm at UTA. And then I just turned back and he goes, what's UTA? I said, United Talent Agency. And then I put my headphone back in because I'm like, what do you want? It's like phone God. Number. And he goes, so do you have a card or something? And I was like, yeah, I have a card. And he's like, well, yeah, you're going to give me a card. I'll look you up. And if I think you're funny, maybe I'll send some friends to your show. And I was like, you don't have any friends.
What if he's listening right now?
Oh, he's not. I didn't give him a card.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I left it. I was like, oh my God.
But he saw your name on the website.
I wish probably he was listening.
I wish. Yeah.
He might be. He'll find you. He'll recognize you at least.
That guy was so stupid. If you're listening, I hate you. I literally hate you. I'd be afraid of you murdering me, but I could fight you off with one hand. Like, you
just palm the forehead. Just, and he's like,
what kind of motivational did he go into that?
He gave me his card, which I think I have it.
If you want, I'd like to look up one of his speeches about proper etiquette on an airplane.
I bet his email account is AOL. Oh, do you mean like I
or Hotmail
or Hotmail? Oh, Lord.
Oh, let's take a look at him.
Ew.
Yep.
I hate him.
Like a little twerp.
Elf. Yeah, little Christmas elf. Maybe someday.
Oh, he was trying to career coach you because he's a singles, couples, and career coach.
So that's what he does. He gets people low so then he could be like, but I could help you.
Oh, interesting.
Right. He was trying to drum up business. Yeah. Ooh, a comedian. You're probably sad.
Let's try to find some things to make you feel.
He's going to find you. He's going to come to a show one day and be like, oh, I told you should get your own TV show. He's going to be that guy.
Took all my energy not to pull up my ABC deal and just be like, why don't you read that real quick.
Oh my God.
The back is a black and white photo that I think he took of like the beach off a highway.
Is that an inspirational quote on the back of his card? Oh, this guy's the fucking best.
It's not attributed to anyone, so I think it was him.
Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty sure.
He quoted himself on the back of his business card. No fucking way.
Helping you down the road of lasting happiness and fulfillment in your personal and professional life.
Yeah, and he's like randomly capitalized a bunch of those words.
What a fucking dweeb.
Oh, he is absolutely.
Kelsey just ripped up his card.
His card.
Oh, I'm gonna put it back together because I want to look at him again.
Oh my God!
No, I'm just kidding.
I loved it. Oh, I just want to look up. I gotta look up him speaking for sure. I'm so curious.
Ew! I want nothing to do
that
with
is
him.
So. Yeah. He's trying to mansplain a professional comedian. That's what I love.
Oh, I forgot the best part. He was reading Judy Carter's stand-up comedy book.
Oh, no shit.
That's why I asked him what he did, because he goes, have you ever read this? And I said, oh, yeah, I read that in high school. And he goes, and I was like, are you trying to be a comedian? And he said, no, I'm trying to inject more humor into what I do. And I said, what do you do? That's what it was. That's how it came up. Yeah.
Sorry, I hope it's okay. I didn't think you were actually going to look him up.
I'm never going to forget his name. I'm glad.
I thought it was already garbage.
I'm glad that you ripped it up.
Wanted to take out some aggression.
No, please.
Schedule your free breakthrough session.
That makes me shudder.
Free,
I don't think I've ever dropped the mic on the podcast, but when you said maybe someday, I was like,
people just need to mind their own damn business.
I went into it. I was like, I just saw a wall of red. Like I hate that type of shit so much. Passive aggressive. But it's like, maybe not even someday. He might not have even known that he was being shitty, but like,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's still shitty.
I don't care that at all. I said that to someone the other day where I was like, I don't care what your intentions were. Like,
It's shitty.
It was shitty. Like every once in a while, like, but like, I don't care if you didn't mean to. Like, you did.
And how big of a dick do you have to be to think that you know how everything about everybody's career? Like, to be a career coach? I know nothing of what it takes to be a doctor or a chemist or, I don't know, a fucking, like, business owner. Like, why would I pretend like, oh, you want to get booked at a stand-up comedy show that I've probably never been to? I can help you with that. Like, what? Who does that?
Yeah. I know. Or even, like, how to be in a healthy relationship. Like, that guy...
If that guy's
seen a vagina, I'm mad.
He's seen his mamas. He saw his mamas. First and last. Who knows?
No, well, hopefully born, your eyes are real closed.
Hopefully that guy, you know, gets better.
I don't. Hopefully. I don't
know. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, Kelsey, you have a treat yourself.
Let's pep this back up. I went home for the holidays, and it was just such a nice time. We're going to be talking about it a little bit more in our upcoming episode about anxiety. But when I go back home, which for me is Spokane and Cheney, Washington, those two cities that are side by side, it's just such a good break from every part of this business. Like, it's just such a, especially Cheney is this like ho-hum little like farming town. Like, it's in the middle of the wheat fields. It's just such a nice way to unplug and like just feel like a normal person. So I got to see my my best friends of like 25 years. We all went home for Christmas and I got to hang out with them. And it was like, it was a treat yourself, and also kind of made me sad because I was like, I wish I could do this more than basically once a year, you know? So it's a little bit of a weird treat yourself, but it's just a good reminder to like see your friends more, you know, or like have more. That's part of my New Year's resolution, is like have more meaningful phone calls. Like, don't let months go by without talking to the people that actually, you know, like you really connect with and make you happy. I felt like I was drunk on my friends. Aww. You know what I mean? Like, I was just, oh, it was so good. I was like laughing so hard, and yeah, it was great. So that was my treat show.
That's
self
such
was
a
just
good
like
one.
Yeah, like spending time around people I love. It was really nice.
Yeah. That is good. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. I was supposed to see girls from high school when I was home, and then my dad got the stomach flu and I was like, I'm going home. Like, I can't stay at my parents' house. But that's so, I think it's really healthy to hang out with people who aren't in this business.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that too. I didn't even think about that part of it. But yeah, it's like having conversations that have nothing to do
with
comedy. And it just, Because I think once you move here, sometimes you forget about your entire, at least for me, I know you guys are from this area. For me, it's almost like I moved here and it's easy to kind of forget that you even had a whole other life before you came here. So it's nice to be around people that you're like, oh yeah, like you're reflecting mirrors. People talk about that when you have people around you that know you, they like reflect back to you who you are.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when I don't see those mirrors for like a year or something like that, it's like, oh yeah, I have this whole other part of my life that
it's
grounding.
Yeah, it's good. They knew you before you started.
Yes, and did all this,
you know? So it's important.
Yeah.
They've seen all the phases.
Yeah.
It's also nice to see like that your friends are in a good place. Like everyone I went to high school with is like, one of them's like an architect and the other one is in law school and the other one's in med school and one of them's married and is going to be a missionary. Like everybody that I have kept in contact with from high school, one's like a teacher, like they're all doing exactly what they wanted to do and like doing it well and succeeding. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, I'm not friends with like a bunch of duds.
Yeah.
Like the, we all like, cause you know, you are the people you hang out with.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly.
Yes.
Hey,
that's why I'm
look at this. Look what I'm wearing for 2018.
Well, I didn't mean to, like, gesture to your outfit.
Well, I'm wearing camo pants, if anyone was curious. Yeah, and I have not showered. So, yeah,
no, I've only gotten prettier since we started hanging out. There's less to go around, but more for me.
Still got to give you guys makeovers. Your fucking makeup.
That could be a whole episode, I'm sure.
God, damn it, we're going.
We'll record it while you're putting makeup on us, and we're just getting drunk on beauty.
Yes. Absolutely. We need to go to Vegas still.
Oh, yes. We do need to go to Vegas.
Hashtag I think about Vegas that. 2018.
I think about it all the time.
We gotta do it. I have a good shit moment. I know we've done good shit. Good shit. I spoke at a women in media conference at UC Santa Barbara. When was that? Last in the spring or something. And maybe like a month ago, I got in the mail just like a giant envelope of cards from all the students in the lecture hall
That's so cool.
And oh my gosh, it was so sweet. And it was like when I was feeling really shitty about like, what do I do? Is this my career, my only identity? Or like, is comedy my identity? Who am I? All that kind of shit. And I got it in the mail, like right when I needed it. And it was just like, just students thanking me for being really honest about the industry and like navigating it or like what my experiences were, like my insecurities, all that stuff. And it just made my day. So all the students in Sherry's film studies class at UCSB, thank you so much for the cards, because it really meant a lot to me. That's really sweet. There's so many. I can't even read them all like in one night. I'm going to try to read a few like that every morning or something. And just like
instant good feeling.
The sweetest shit. Like, oh, you're my favorite speaker all, you know, the whole quarter. Oh, and like, cool. I'm really going to go for it. Or I'm really, you know, like, I mean, just like so sweet, dude. Aww. And I was like, oh, my God, I just didn't even think that would be something. You know, I was just going like, oh, this will be fun for a weekend. And yeah, so that, thank you. I just want to say that was really sweet.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
So cool they did that.
Really nice.
I expect 350 self-helpless emails tomorrow.
Yeah, y'all need to step it up. Yeah.
Self-helplesspodcast at gmail.com.
Slacking.
It was nice.
Oh,
yeah. Right, we're going to get into it.
Going to get to the main course.
New Year's resolution.
The meat.
Do you guys always make New Year's resolutions?
Not really. I don't make set ones. I just like, well, I'm just gonna try to do better in all the areas that I do every fucking day, because I put all the pressure on myself to try to be better all the time. So no, it's just like
every day is New Year's Eve for a workaholic, Taylor.
Don't you know?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't feel any different. I feel like the same amount of.
Really?
I don't know.
That surprises me. I didn't think that you would do that.
I feel like usually more motivated in the beginning of the year to like, I'm going to eat healthy and exercise and get in best shape of my life. Yeah. And then like 3 weeks from now, I'll be fucking eating Doritos with Cam, like watching Netflix, being like, well, that was fun while it lasted, you know? So I don't know. I have them to talk about on the podcast, but it's stuff that I've been working on since we started, really.
If you usually did that. Do you usually do it?
Yeah, I usually do it.
Yeah, I figured.
But I do think that every year that goes by, they become more realistic.
Okay.
Because I don't do that shit anymore.
Okay,
I'm going to eat healthy for 5 days a week and count the damn this many days. It's like, Bitch, no, you're not. So why disappoint yourself? Like, you're gonna keep eating the shit that you want to eat because you know what I mean? It's just like,
that's what we do.
I cut out bread and cheese 3 years ago. That's enough sacrifice.
Yeah, that's a
20
huge
lifetimes. You know what I mean? Like, and because of that, I mean, I'm lucky in this way. I've been very active my whole life, but like, I can generally eat what I want and not see too big of a difference because there's no bread and cheese anymore.
Yeah.
If it was bread and cheese and I was eating shit, I would put on 10 pounds, no problem.
Mm, yeah.
But I stay around the same wheelhouse for the last few years because bread and cheese is like, such a quick
way. Like my whole diet. I don't know what I would eat now.
And I eat too much fruit and I'm like, I am huge now.
It's
everyone's so different.
Yeah.
Do you make resolutions, Taylor, or no?
Yeah, I do. I found mine. I have a picture on my phone that we're using to record, so I can't look at it right now. But there was a picture on my phone from last year, and I wrote them down like in a notebook. And I did most of them this year. It was like write a pilot, headline 5 clubs.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, which is, you know, I mean, I headlined 3 huge clubs that I never thought I'd ever get to headline until I was like more well established just in December alone. So it was like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
That's
and
great.
Then I think the only thing I didn't do that was on it was record an album, and that was just because like I had opportunities to do it, but I just didn't feel like I was ready this year, and like other things came up.
Other things are coming.
Stay tuned, hashtag
TikTok. So you guys usually keep your resolutions then, like you actually accomplish them and stick with them. If you make them at the beginning of the year, you can look back on the last year.
Usually I do. I did this year, and a lot of that is still luck. Like, because I do try not to do this, but I think it's easy to make New Year's resolutions you have no control over, where you're just like, I'm going to get this year. And it's like, you can't do that. Oh, because JFL New Faces was on it.
Oh, nice.
And so was The Half Hour. And I was like, and granted, I got those things, but it was like, I didn't get that necessarily because I like did all the right things.
It was like a wish list.
Business. Yeah. It's like more like a wish list. And okay. You do the work behind it. But
sure.
Ultimately, you can't, like,
right.
Yeah.
You don't have it. I feel like everyone tries to lose weight because you have control over that.
Yeah, I agree. As I was writing it, it was like, oh, this can quickly become like you said, a goals list of things that are not in your control. There's a difference between things you're striving toward that, like, you would like to have happen versus things that you can change for yourself every day.
Yes,
like,
resolutions need to be habit-based.
Yes.
Not really even goals-based.
Yes. Right.
Success-based.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
But yeah. And it's never like, it's all stuff, you know, like you said, it's stuff you're working towards anyway. It's just that new year, like new burst or whatever.
Right.
Like, I started working out like almost every day. Like, I want to say at this point, it's been like, oh God, it might've been like 3 years ago, but
that's awesome.
Whoa.
It was, well, no, maybe three, maybe two, but it was like the new year. And I think that's kind of around when I started, but I was like, you know, granted the last few weeks I got sick and stuff, so I wasn't doing a great job, but like before that I wasn't going to the gym. Like, I didn't have a gym membership. And then once I got the gym membership, I was like, oh, it's cause it's a new year. And it wasn't, it's cause I saw a picture of my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend and she was hot. And I was like, damn it. I gotta do some stupid like crunches.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, should we read our resolutions?
Yes. Let's do it.
And by the way, we want to know what your guys' resolutions are. So
totally.
Please email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com, or better yet, put it in an iTunes review. That way it's like two birds with one stone. You help us and we get to read your resolutions.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We do. This is what I do when I have to like book a bunch of travel. I just write out my schedule.
Holy
even though it's
moly.
Already on my thing.
Right.
I also like that, like, your New Year's resolution, you could turn that in for credit.
Yeah, that's
and
very neat.
Delaney's
mine is notes in my phone, and of course I've categorized them by personal, career, and overall goals, because I'm a fucking psychopath.
Mine.
For you.
I love it. And mine is a list that kind of looks like a set list.
Yeah,
just words.
Groceries? What is that?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Don't look at my list. I made a poster board, but I left it at home. Oh my gosh. Okay, I want to hear your guys' first.
Okay, I can start mine. Yeah, so overall, this is just because I've categorized them, Kelsey. You have to understand. So my overall goals, I really want to put health before work because I don't do that. So eating healthy and exercising are hopefully going to be more of a priority for me. I want to be more present because time is flying and that freaks me out.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to trust my instincts because I feel like often I'm right about stuff and I act in a different way other than what I know is right and stuff like that. So I really want to trust my gut.
That's a good one.
And I want to generally do things I want to do that kind of feed my soul versus what I think I have to do or should do or need to do for validation or whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
My personal ones, I want to add healthy food and exercise into the mix, cook more, paint more, you know, take more trips, visit family, visit friends, Cam and I have talked about getting our own apartment in 2018, so that'll be very nice. And then for career, I do want to film some kind of comedy-related special so I can just move on.
Yeah.
And so I have a whole year to do it.
Makes sense.
Whole year to do it. I'm not going to put pressure on myself to get it out immediately. I'd like to act more. I really want to streamline my Dicks by Delaney thing because it's at a point where it's like, this is either going to be a hobby or like a small business. And I feel like I need to make the decision because if it's going to be a small business, like I need to streamline it properly because it's
so good.
It's too much work for me. So I have to figure out like what that next step would be or really just like kind of get rid of it and just be a hobby that I give like people for gifts. So not sure about that yet.
You should do the first one.
Yeah, maybe.
Imagine if you could quit your day job and just draw dicks on mugs.
It would be incredible.
That
would be incredible.
That is truly the dream.
Yeah. And then film more sketches. Don't ruminate on imperfections and do less stand up and more what I actually love more, which is like acting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 2018. Oh, yeah. I'm going to make you my bitch. Sit the fuck down, 2018.
To Mike Tyson so quickly.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Sit down.
Wow, I needed that. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
Oh, thanks for listening to that, you guys. Thank you.
Do you want me to go next?
Yes.
Okay. So I even added art.
You did.
Did you guys do that in high school?
Underlined.
Sometimes
still do that. Sometimes like, you still do that.
Absolutely. It's very cute.
You're so cute. That's I can't fun. Handle it.
Okay. So number one, I'm going to try anxiety/depression medication and hopefully love it. This one is like already kind of a freebie because my appointment's in a week.
Yeah.
So I know it's happening.
Yes.
I'm doing it. So I was like, okay, start off with something that you know you can actually cross off that list.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. I'm a little nervous. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Always good to start your New Year's resolutions off with something that is 100% attainable because it's almost already done.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get the ball rolling, the momentum going.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. It's like doing the to-do list and you start with like, wake up.
Almost done.
Almost done. There you go.
Go to the post office.
Number two, I want to wake up feeling positive, happy, and optimistic. I want to try and find an affirmation that I can say right when I wake up because that is a pattern I've noticed that right when I wake up, I am angry.
Me too.
Really?
I'm so anxious in the morning.
Oh, this
I'm
second.
Mad because I haven't accomplished anything yet.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And it's kind of like what we talked about in Gifts of Imperfection, where the woman's like, you wake up and a lot of time first thought is like, I didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel perfect. I don't feel good enough. I feel too tired. And boy, I don't know how long I've been doing that for, but when I realized, I was like, shit, this is bad.
Is it a thing of like, Kane knows it about you? Like in the morning, you're just like not totally there yet or anything? I've told people in relationships that I've been in where I'm just like, hey, I'm scared in the morning.
Yeah.
No quick movements.
Yeah, no loud noise.
Feral cat. I am a feral cat until I eat eggs, but I don't get hungry till one.
So it's about a 5-hour window where I want no contact. I don't know. I guess it depends because with all the travel, it's like I don't always wake up at home.
True,
I'm gone so much, but and sometimes I wake up and Kane's already gone to work. So a lot of time it's just that like I wake up and it's the cats and like. one of the cats, she's so sweet, but she wants to be like here. She wants to be on my head and neck and cuddled on me, but I've got allergies and I'm a crazy person because I'm allergic to cats, but I got three cats.
Oh God.
Because I refuse to live in a bubble. And I'm like, I'm going to force the love. It's going to happen. I'm not going to be alone. I need that contact.
Yeah.
And so, but I wake up and I get anxiety because if she's here, then I'm like, I'm going to start the day with an allergic reaction.
Oh.
I'm already sneezing. Gosh. I already feel tight chested.
You're like one of those people that has a nut allergy, but you're like, but I just love those roadhouse restaurants that have the you crack the nuts on the floor.
Yeah. I gotta be in there, man. I gotta be in there. It is bad. It's not, I shouldn't have three cats, but anyway, and then I'll like kind of like push her away, like no, and then I feel bad because she doesn't understand what allergies are, and she just wants to give love, and she doesn't, she thinks there's something wrong with her. These are the
you're
first
worried about your cat's self-esteem. No.
Yes, these are the first 15 seconds of every morning of my life, only gets worse as
Kelsey
it goes on.
Walks into the emergency room just like a swollen mess, and they're like, "What's happening?" Like, I didn't want my cat not to feel pretty.
Yeah. I'm serious. They're real. Like, yeah. I can see the look on her eyes when I like push her away, and she's like, what did I do? I break their hearts when they don't understand why they can't be like cuddled with, like that's their instinct is to cuddle with you, and I'm like, no, like they don't get what
it's
allergies
like your mom
are.
Going like mm.
ew yeah. So I feel terrible. It's I'm telling you, that's every morning at home that I wake up. Also the flooding anxiety of like, you're not good enough, you haven't accomplished enough. It's that is every morning I wake up in a bad place.
Yeah.
Like bad place mentally. So I'm like, this is not a good way
like
to start the day.
Under a waterfall.
Could you start wearing some kind of like a turtleneck at night so they can cuddle you without touching your skin?
Oh my God, wow.
There's got to be some kind of kitty neck thing that's out there,
further
right?
Further away.
Just covered in cat hair and a turtleneck. No one's going to fuck me. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so I have to find something that's like an affirmation I can latch onto that right when I wake up, I'm just like, I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
Yes. You
know, like, or like, I'm lucky to be alive, or that sounds a little dark, but you know, just like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like every day
grateful.
Is a new day. You're grateful. Like I'm alive, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need something.
Yeah. Maybe it could be like a poster.
I'm lucky to be alive. That's two people say that, like orphans and like organ donors or something.
That's dark.
People whose kidneys failed.
Yeah.
Or I'm lucky to be alive.
Like, a little checklist by your bed. Side or something and list all the things that you're grateful for and you just look at it every morning before you go and do stuff.
Something.
Yeah.
I could do that too.
I have so much resentment that I still have all the allergies I have.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? I love them so much. Why can't I just hold them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's
that
just
sucks.
Anyway. Trying. I'm going to try with that.
Yeah.
I want to keep setting healthy boundaries for myself, both with people in my life and with taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that that's like a common theme with all three of us is like, taking care of ourselves and not being crazy people.
Right.
Yes.
Which is hard to do. But I feel like I learned a lot of boundary setting in 2017 and I just want to like keep that shit going. I want to see my friends more and have more meaningful phone calls with them. Already mentioned that one. Mm-hmm. I want to come more.
I love you. You are so funny.
I
want to come more.
Yeah. It's gone so much that. And then sometimes I'm like staying with a friend or whatever, and I just don't really think to masturbate. But I look back on 2017, and I'm like,
should have fucking diddled myself more.
Yeah. It's like you're like, I should masturbate more.
Yeah. I like how you said masturbate.
That was weird. Taylor has had sex before. I just want to put it out there. She does know.
Masturbate.
She knows where her vagina is.
Look, I've had sex with one person, three if you're Christian. So it's pretty good. My numbers.
Oh, I love it. It's like we said earlier. It's coming is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm happier. I'm more relaxed.
Yeah.
Helps you sleep.
Yeah. It's all good. So I'm just telling myself like, that's not a bad goal.
Absolutely.
Or a resolution. I've already come seven times today.
So oh, good. Look at that.
I'm starting 2018 off very well.
There you go. Happy
well
New
done.
Year to you.
Thank you.
In a row?
Yeah.
Multiples.
Seven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just keep going until they stop. Some people can. Some people can't.
Seven's a lot. In a row? Seven in a row.
You
no
could
break.
Go there's for like hours little, if you're able to.
Like 30 seconds or a minute between each. But yeah.
Can you
that
orgasm?
Is crazy.
Can
really?
You? Is it just
That's
one
so
for you
awesome.
And then you're done? Are you a one and done?
No,
or can
I
you
mean,
go?
I can do a couple, but not seven.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
I used to in college. I would literally come just like masturbate probably like 20, 25 times. I would stop because I felt like dehydrated or like my heart might give out.
Yeah. Dude, I can get to like three and that's the most. Then I'm like, I don't even want this anymore. Like, you
really?
Know, you, like,
I can't
too
stop.
Many cookies.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Kind of sick.
I can't
oh, no.
stop.
I
have to like
so
actually like remove myself from the bed or else I just like, won't leave.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, yeah. Well, Cam's got some stories. Well, he'll like walk and be like, hey, babe, what you up to? And I'll just be like, seeing? And then he'll see my vibrator plugged into the wall. I'm like, okay, see you in a bit. And then he will come in. This is kind of embarrassing. He'll come in like 2 or 3 hours later and I'll be like, hey, babe, what you up to?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, I'm watching TV also, but it's also there next to me.
What are you watching?
Anything. I could, it'd be anything. Totally unrelated to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Totally unrelated. It's a different thing.
Food but Network might even help her more.
It's just like, you know, every few minutes. What an interesting thing on the TV. Okay. Put it down. And then, he'll come in a few hours and be like,
the whole afternoon ordeal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Knows. Yeah. So that's it. Some women can orgasm multiple times in a row, and I know that some of my friends can't, and it's just like one, and that's it. Yeah. Kind of like a, like
that's
a dude.
So many.
But yeah.
Wow.
It's very nice.
Good for you guys.
I feel like lucky because of that, but I feel unlucky because I cannot orgasm through like penetration. It's only clitoral stimulation.
Well, yeah, neither can I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's normal. Hmm. Oh,
Kelsey can just, I can touch Kelsey's elbow right now and she'll come. It's not
that's
fair.
Kelsey has three cats. Anything's on top of her, she's like good to go.
But I think we talked about before that like that balances out all my allergies is that I can come a bunch. So
yeah, that's
like,
true.
You know
that is, I mean, yeah,
that's a good
true.
Payoff.
I've been blessed and I've been cursed.
Yeah. I can eat peanuts on Southwest flights.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Which is cute. Which is exactly like coming.
Yeah. Pretty much the exact same sensation.
Oh God.
Eating a bag of dusty peanuts on a Southwest flight at 4 a.m.
Yes.
About the same as coming.
The Lord giveth and the Lord takes away.
Oh my God.
Okay, I got a couple more. I want to take a hip hop dance class.
Oh, those are fun.
It's really hard for me to go. I did them a bunch growing up, but like now as an adult, you're
it's fun.
Conscious.
I know a good one I can tell you to go to.
Really?
Yeah. In your area.
One.
It's a blast, dude.
I would love that.
Okay.
It's a blast.
So
awesome.
Right,
I want somebody to go.
Yeah.
Millennium?
I think so.
Yes.
I think
okay,
so.
Yeah. I've been dying. Okay.
Good.
I want to write my morning pages every day. I've like really fallen off of those. I need to just every day. And then I want to worry way less what people think of me, which is like, that might be one of those ones where it's like, bitch, really? Like, that's not going to, you're still going to care. But that stuff really brings me down. So I'm trying to be better about that.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Those are my resolutions.
Oh, I forgot. Friends and family. Spend more time with friends and family. I forgot to say that one.
Oh, okay.
And my OCD will, I have to say it until it's out of my head, you know?
You don't need to explain.
We understand.
Okay. So here are mine. These, they're not written out with a border around it, but I wrote them real quick. Also want to get on my anxiety medication, which I already have and had for like a month and just haven't had time to get on. We'll talk about that on the anxiety episode, but oh my God, I want to feel less guilty all the time. I feel very, very guilty, about everything. I feel guilty, about, people's feelings. If I had anything to do with hurting them, I feel guilty about succeeding. I feel guilty about failing. I feel guilty about not working hard enough. I feel guilty about, whatever. I feel guilty all the time about everything.
Yeah.
And I want to feel less guilty.
Interesting.
I would like to be more trusting. I think I've gotten better at that this year and I want to continue to get better at it. Because I just need to expect the best from people, I think, until they show me otherwise, as opposed to, starting like the first day, like you're at an F. Work your way up, like
I need a little bit more of you. I need more of that stuff of the because I'm the opposite, where I used to trust everybody implicitly and then I get burned.
Yeah.
And so I need to like have people prove themselves to me a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Mm. Which, I mean, not getting burned is great, but you're also real cold. A lot of the time. Yeah. Real cold.
Real ice queen over here.
Yeah. It's like, well, at least I'm not hurt.
Yeah.
At least no one burned me.
Right.
Yeah. I want to write every day.
Yeah.
Comedy. But really anything. I need to be writing, trying to write jokes every day, or at least ideas or premises.
Yeah.
And I also want to write morning pages, and I want to try to write other stuff, because I used to write other stuff, and I feel like stand-up is really taken away from that.
Like, you've talked about your, like, nonfiction novel type of books, right?
I have a couple things that I, like, a couple books I'd like to write, like, by the time I'm dead, and I don't know when that'll happen, because right now I'm so focused on stand-up, but I would like to just do that for fun sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
do it.
At the beginning of this year, I was trying to look into that, because like the beginning of this year was like I was very motivated, where I was just like, I'm gonna be single for a year and I'm gonna write a children's novel and I'm gonna get everything, you know, just you're in it. So I'd like to kind of take time for that, like get some hobbies. That's kind of the same thing. Like, I just need to do some things that aren't comedy.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to
I feel like we all feel that way.
I need to get on these anxiety meds so that they start working, so that I'm in a place where I can do other things with the time I do have that isn't just like comfort watching The Office again until you feel like you have the mental and emotional bandwidth to go do your job.
Right.
I want to just spend the money when it comes to like my health and self-care. Like kind of what you said about putting your health before everything else.
Yeah.
Like, as far as like take, if there's a nonstop flight option, yeah, but it's more expensive. If when I was in St. Louis at Helium, if you came to those shows, thank you. I was in a real bad spot, and I was like, I need to rent a car, because if I don't go to like a museum or something,
right,
I'm gonna. But you know, that's extra money that you don't have to spend. But you're like, It's one of those things where it must be the point people get to when they start doing like first class all the time. Like, that makes no sense to me, taking first class right now. But I think someday we'll get it, because when a good chunk of your life is traveling or whatever else. Like, I just bought a really nice neck pillow because I was like,
yeah, my mom got me a neck pillow. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to spend this money because this is like, what am I saving this money for?
Right.
Like, what am I going to spend it on? Like, the good part of my life? This is a lot of my life.
Yeah.
Let's make this better.
Better. Yeah. So that's a thing. I want to be better about setting a schedule for myself. I was doing a really good job with it for a little while, and then I just got overwhelmed and got strep this month, and that was like a week and a half of horrible, just awful. And so I've been off my game, but I want to be on a schedule. I want to have that schedule every day. I want to, granted, as much as I can, like, you can't always do that with how much we travel, but I want to be like in a place where I feel like I'm firing on all cylinders. It really, when I was like eating perfectly and like working out 6 days a week and like, you know, doing all that, I was like, okay, like I felt less scared.
Yeah.
Mm. And the last one is I would like to know my worth a little better. Because just again, it kind of goes back to the guilty thing, but like, I spend so much time like being hard on myself and going like, this past weekend was really great in Cleveland, and it took me till the end of the weekend to really enjoy it because I was so worried about failing the whole time or like not doing well enough. And I think I just, like you said, like get an affirmation, know that you're worth it. I mean, I've been giving myself so many pep talks on the road where it's 6:30, the show's at 7, and I'm just like in the mirror, just like, you are going to do this. You're a comedian. It's fine. You have the time. Like, I have to like say it to myself because I'm so in my head.
Wow.
And I'd like to know my worth. I'd like to feel confident enough to just know what I deserve, I guess. Like, it's hard because I do think it's a careful balance to strike of, you know, not feeling entitled to things, but also respecting yourself enough to be like, no, I try really hard. I put in this much effort to this area of my life or that area of my life, and I deserve to see results or reciprocation, you know, depending on what it is.
Right. So absolutely.
That's how I feel about
totally.
It.
Totally.
Those were really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Oh, good job, guys. Woo.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We also had a listener write in about her New Year's resolution because I think we posted. Should I read that real quick? Give her a shout out. Jackie, thank you so much for emailing us. She says, to the ladies of Self Helpless Podcast, aka my self help spirit animals, weird, maybe. My resolution for 2018 is a big one. I've been single for almost 4 years. I had several almost relationships during that time, but there wasn't a real commitment in any of those situationships, which I love that. Coined that term. Great.
Love it.
I felt like I was always looking for fulfillment in relationships and was willing to risk everything so I wouldn't wouldn't be alone. Things like loaning a guy that I liked almost $2,000 before I moved out of state, and then letting him move into my apartment after I left 6 months later and almost getting evicted. I can say going into 2018, I am embracing singleness more than I ever have. I have decided that since I am in this mental space, I am making 2018 my selfish year. I went back to school last fall and I want to pour my focus into that. I also want to focus more on my physical and mental health this year. I lost almost 30 pounds since June 2017. Woo! Go girl.
That's awesome.
And I hope to lose 50 more this year. Wow. I would also like to read 2 books per month through this year. These are just a couple of things that I would love to accomplish. I have a laundry list of goals, but I know if I get these things done, the rest of the things on my list will follow naturally. So true. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for what's in store. Hope you all have a safe and happy 2018. And don't forget to crawl in the direction of your dreams. A loyal listener, Jackie T.
Oh, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
I love her.
And that's great. Yeah, her. Be selfish.
Hey, can
be,
I see her picture?
Yeah, yeah, be selfish. And yeah, podcast. You're killing it. Went back to school. You're losing weight. That's incredible. You're taking good care of yourself. And like, yeah, the rest will fall into place. That's how you're going to meet a good partner too, by taking good care of yourself. You then meet good people. You're attracting good people who are also taking care of themselves.
I'm pretty sure I met Jackie based on that picture. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her.
Oh, that's cool.
I met Jackie in St. Louis.
And at a show?
It was so great. Yeah, she came to a show, and it was so nice. When you guys come to live shows, I don't think you realize like how much it means to us.
It's
like,
such oh my a god, cool it's so thing. Nice.
Oh my god, it's so cool. Kelsey and I were talking about it because Kelsey's had people come out that are podcast listeners too. And every time you guys are just, it's like meeting friends.
Yeah,
it's so cool. Yeah, there was a woman who came up at Tacoma Comedy Club. So thank you so much. That was like the fucking coolest.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we are going to tackle an advice question. You guys have been so just the nicest emailing us. We are flattered that you want us to help you.
Yeah.
Try and give you some advice on
flattered, little worried.
Little scared.
Little worried.
We don't know anything,
help you with.
I will say, you guys, if you ever listen to this podcast and we all have different advice, always rule mine out first, because I am the youngest of the three of us.
I am the one who goes to
these two for advice.
And they're like my girls that
just sit on the Yoda route going like, oh yeah, I dated that guy. You know, I've been there. Like it's, I just want to put it out there.
Shut up. Do not listen to what she just said.
Let me see how she signed it just in case. I think this is from,
do we want to say the name? Are they comfortable?
I don't think she said otherwise. Yeah, I think she signed it Jenna.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you so much for emailing us, because this is a really good one.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I started listening to your podcast last month, and oh my goodness, I'm obsessed. I absolutely love how you guys talk about the hard topics like self-care and sexual harassment. I just find it really refreshing to listen to a podcast where you don't beat around the bush. You guys talk about stuff that matters to young women like myself while adding in the comedy to make it the complete package. I do have a problem I was hoping you could help me out with. You see, my boyfriend and I have been together for about 5 years. We were high school sweethearts, and I love him. However, the other day we got to talking, and he said that I am terrible at sex. The sad part is I don't disagree with him. I have a problem feeling confident enough to try new things in the bedroom and taking initiative while we are having sex. So I guess my question is, how do you find the confidence to take... to take control, and are there any tips you guys could give me to make me better? Thank you for reading my email. Like I said, and I'm a super fan, and I think what you ladies are doing is awesome. Jenna,
you are, by the way, you're a rock star for even feeling comfortable email us.
That is a really important one. You've been together 5 years with this guy. I want to know.
Sweetheart. I'm assuming sweetheart. First boyfriend.
I'm assuming too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know when he said this recently, right? So this is like 5 years of being together.
Stay with someone for 5 years if they were terrible at sex.
Right.
Also, if you got together in high school, is that the only person you've been with?
Because
probably
usually.
Mostly? Yeah.
Oh my God. I
how
look
would
back
you
on.
Even fucking know.
Yeah.
Right.
I look back on how I was in bed with my first boyfriend versus now, like, five partners later.
Right.
Oh my God. I had no fucking idea what I was doing. You know
this
what I mean?
Really making
like
me feel uncomfortable.
Oh my God. No, I just mean, like, if that's, like, the only person you've been with, I mean, I think you learn as you go, but just, like,
That's so tough. And I have to say, this is going to sound harsh, but anybody who tells you that you are terrible at sex, that is so mean and shitty, and nobody should say that to you.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm curious if he really phrased it that way. Or because if someone was like, I don't know, you don't really go for it, or like you're not very adventurous, I would probably write an email like that too, and would just be like, so my boyfriend thinks I'm terrible at sex.
if he did say it,
what were his word for word?
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. Right? And it's like,
he said you're bad at sex. That's bad.
Right. And it's like, how can you feel confident with somebody where you feel like they're judging you? Like, how can you muster up the confidence to like take the initiative and try new shit if you feel like they already think you suck at it?
That
would make me feel very insecure. And like, you need to feel safe with somebody in order to try stuff. Like, I just think it's just mutual. Like, hey, if there's something you want to do, go for it. Or like, communication in bed is very important, but not like putting somebody down. There could be a way, like, oh, you're so sexy when you like take control. That could be a nicer way of saying, I wish you could take control more.
Absolutely.
Instead of like, man, you suck, whatever. I also think, like, hey, the fact that you've been with this person for 5 years, you have way more experience than somebody who's had, 500 one night stands.
Seriously.
Because you're having sex with the same person over and over. So you're probably experimenting a lot more than somebody who just sleeps with one person one time and then moves on to the next.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I doubt you are terrible at sex because you've been with somebody for 5 years.
Yeah.
And being good at sex is a two-person job. That is a two-way street.
Oh my God.
If like it's all about communication and knowing what each other like, and then basically doing that and growing together. Like, I feel like sex with the first time with most people is not that great because nobody knows what the fuck you want.
Right.
Like, my boy Cam would never know, like, I don't really like to be eaten out, and like a lot of guys go for that first time. Yeah, I'm not really into it. Right. So it's like, hey, somebody could be doing that thing. Oh, I'm gonna impress her by eating her out for hours. And I could be like, can we this be over soon?
Really,
you know what I mean?
That's a great example.
Communication.
Don't assume your girlfriend feels that way.
Don't assume anything. Just be like, hey, what do you like? I always ask, hey, I always ask, like, it's happening all the time. I'm with one person now. I'm very committed. But in the past, we're like, hey, do you like this or do you like this?
Yeah. Also, you need to know what you like.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
As or more important than knowing what the other person likes. You know what I mean? And like, you gotta know how to take care of yourself too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, God damn.
Yeah.
Kane is really the first person I think that I've ever been like fully sexually comfortable with. Like, looking back at sexual areas, I don't think I ever used to touch myself while I was having sex with those guys. And now it's like, oh my God, what was I doing before that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, nobody should ever make you feel bad. Nobody should ever say you're terrible at sex. Like,
yeah, that's so off. I mean,
yeah, that sucked.
When I lost my virginity, I was like kind of old. Not that I'm old in any capacity, but I was like, it was late. And the person that I lost it to said like the nicest thing, where, cause he'd been with a bunch of people, he'd been, with plenty of people. And he was like, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm like so bad at this. And he was just like, I don't think anybody's bad at sex. I think, different people just like different things, and you just find the person.
Yeah.
You just find people you're compatible with. And
right.
I was like, oh, that's such a nice way of putting it. Because again, like Delaney just said, a lot of women's favorite thing and the only way they can finish, she's just not into. Everybody's so different. And like, oh man, there's literally nothing worse than feeling like the person you're in a relationship with, like, it's not a safe place sexually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's just,
This
question made me mad. It's enough to like,
it makes me mad too.
I hope he didn't say that.
I think you should have dumped him.
I know. I don't want to be a bitch about it, especially because you've been with him for 5 years.
Right.
And again, I do think it goes back to like, what was the actual conversation? If it was like, did he approach it in a gentle way? Like you said, maybe I wish you'd come out of your shell more. But if he was shitty about it, it's like, what the fuck?
You know
what I mean? Like that's...
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to go back to it because I would love to know like word for word what he said.
Is he making you come?
Right.
Yes. Like that's a big old question.
Seriously.
Are you getting off? Are you coming first? Like I always come first. Like that is like before.
That's good.
Because it's also like we are the person with a hole that has to be like lubricated. You get to stick it in a dry hole.
Right.
Like that's not good for either person.
I've never not come. Like I've never come out of a sexual situation just like I'm okay. Like, no, I'm not okay.
Yeah, like this has to happen. So yeah, it's a two-way street. I've had weird sex with people where I'm like, oh, like we just don't have good chemistry. Doesn't mean either person's bad. It's just, yeah, it's not a right fit.
It's not there.
Right. I will, if my vibrator isn't around, then I honestly, like, sometimes I just want to do it and I don't care if I come because it takes a lot of effort to make me.
Right. Okay.
So if I have it, then, like, yeah, we go with me first and then do the thing. But yeah, it makes me sad that you agree with him because she said this. Yeah, the sad part is I don't disagree with him about being terrible at sex.
It sounds like you just agree that you're not trying enough stuff, but you've been in this 5 years.
Right,
like everybody feels like that. Kelsey, I'm sure you've had time.
Oh my God.
We've talked about that where you were like, yeah, but you gotta like,
I'm not fucking 69 anymore. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm getting old.
I never understood why that's
so overrated.
Very overrated.
So overrated.
Overhyped.
So overhyped.
I'm not even hyped really. Nobody really likes it, huh?
I don't like anybody.
I don't think I've ever met anybody.
Like, oh, like that sounds hot. Cool. Like you're a bad bitch if you do that. And it's like,
nah.
I fucking can't breathe and I can't think about you doing it. It's like, ugh, yeah, I don't like it. Anyway,
but yeah, no. Hopefully, give us some more information if you want about that talk with your guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I really would like to know how that turns out, and like, let him. It's okay to let him know that what he said really hurt your feelings.
Yeah, because
that would really hurt my feelings.
Right,
and yeah.
You're being real cool about this.
Yeah, like a little too cool. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah. And being bad at sex or being good at sex or whatever it might be is a two-way street.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes a three-way street, depending on what you're into, or a five-way street,
whatever. Don't be a cool girl for too long because then you turn into Gone Girl. Did you guys see that movie?
I didn't. Okay. But I hear it's good.
It's real. Whew.
But yeah, thank you so much for that question, Jenna. That was a really important one.
God damn.
I love you. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
God, this is such a great podcast.
We're all thinking it.
Yes. You guys are awesome. That is the end of this episode. We'll plug our socials and then we'll get out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com for tour dates.
I'm T Tom Comedy on Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, and ttomcomedy.com for tour dates.
Delaney Fisher across the board, DelaneyFisher.com for stuff, especially the dick mugs. Dicks by Delaney's on there. Check it out.
I love it.
Where are you this weekend, Kelsey?
What is this weekend?
January 5th and 6th.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here in town for shows. Okay. I'm in New York the following week, and then in Seattle the weekend after that, and just a bunch of shit. This is on my website.
Get on the website.
Get on the website.
Get on
up in
there.
I'm in Utah at the New Wise Guys at Jordan Landing this Friday and Saturday, 4 shows. Please come to those. That would be cool. Next weekend, I'm headlining Thursday through Saturday at Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale. And then after that, I got a bunch of random college dates in I think like around Ohio. They're all over the place, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. And then I'm opening for Brian Regan in Ohio.
Go back and listen to the episode if you haven't yet.
Yeah,
Brian absolutely. Regan episode. All right, you guys, we will talk to you next week.
Yes.
Okay. Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Why won't it